In the first of our weekly sports podcasts, here's Shrewsbury Town reporter James Garrison and AFC Telford United reporter Chris Hudson looking back to all the action last weekend and seeing what's coming up locally this weekend.
So James, a trip to Crawley Town for Shrewsbury this weekend, and they go into it on the back of a 3-2 win over Barnet last Saturday.
Yes, Chris, that's right. 7 wins out of 9 now for Shrewsbury, but that was probably the hardest win out of the lot, to be honest. Shrewsbury looked comfortable at half-time, 2-0 up, performing adequately. I wouldn't say they were performing well, they're performing adequately, looking comfortable, and I think most people at that stage expect them to go on and win the game 3-4, maybe even 5-0. They had chances to extend the lead at the start of the second half, and I think if a third goal had been scored, they would have gone on and won it comfortably. They'd missed those chances. A defensive mix-up allowed Barnet back in, and for the final 25 minutes it was very fraught at the Greenhouse Meadow. Barnet were pouring on the pressure, there was plenty of chances. Barnet obviously equalised, and then it was down to Lionel Ainsworth to pop up in the final minute to spare Shrewsbury's blushes.
2 goals conceded though, and that's 10 in the last 4 games now, or last 5 games, sorry. Are we worried about that?
I think Graham Turner will be worried about that. He's prided his team over the year on clean sheets. All promoted teams need a good defensive record, and Shrewsbury at the moment haven't got that. He's made the change in goal. He's brought Chris Neil back in at the expense of Ben Smith. That was a big call. Ben Smith has made a few mistakes in recent weeks, but has also made some important saves, so he's obviously felt it was time for a change.
Do you feel sorry for Smith?
Not really. I think it was due for a switch. Smith had made one or two errors too many, I suppose. He'd made an error at Southend. He'd made another couple in preceding games. So I suppose when you've got 2 senior goalkeepers at the club, you can't afford that many mistakes and get away with it. Chris Neil has had his opportunity now. He's waited long enough for it. He hasn't played since January. He's in his 3rd year at the club. He's still yet to cement his place as Shrewsbury Town number one. So it's a really important period for Chris Smith now, and a really important period for Shrewsbury Town.
And a big one this weekend, as we've already said, at Crawley. I mean, they're right up there with Shrewsbury at the top of the table. It's not going to be easy. They've got plenty of money to spend there, that's for sure.
It always seems to be money bags, Crawley, doesn't it? They've certainly splashed the cash in terms of transfer fees and in terms of wages as well, if you to believe what you hear around the League 2 grapevine. Crawley are a good side. They're tight ground, very intimidating atmosphere down there in Sussex on Saturday away to Shrewsbury Town, so it's going to be a real test for them. They're in decent form though. They've won 7 out of 9. The performance hasn't been great against Barnes. It wasn't a good performance at Southend, so Graham Turner would be looking for his side to keep the ball better than they have been doing, but there's no reason why they can't go down there and get a result.
It's Crawley, one of those teams, aren't they? You just can't ignore them. I mean, their manager is a real Marmite bloke. I think their fans love him, everyone else hates him.
That's one way of putting it, Marmite bloke. Yeah, he's certainly got a reputation, Steve Evans. He gets under people's skin. I know he did it with Paolo Di Canio earlier in the season, and that created a few headlines. But he does a good job, doesn't he? He did it with Boston. He did a steady job there to get them in the Football League. He's obviously been back financially here, but he's got Crawley in the Football League as well. So he's obviously a man who knows what he's doing down the lower leagues. Graham Turner will be ready for his side to go down there on Saturday and face a real physically intimidating Crawley side who will be desperate for 3 points to maintain their own promotion push.
I know they've got a few ex-Shrewsbury connections there. One of them, David Hunt, I remember at Shrewsbury, he had a throw a bit like Rory Delap at Stoke, one of those real launched efforts. Are we going to see plenty of that from Crawley?
I'm sure we will. I think he threw it further than Delap. I've seen David Hunt nearly hurt it to the other side of the penalty box. So that'll be a threat. He's playing right back actually for Crawley now, so that'll be something to watch out for. Obviously Scott Shearer in goal as well. He was a big part of Shrewsbury reaching the first playoff final, even though he couldn't play because it was Bristol Rovers, and there was an agreement as he was on loan from Bristol Rovers at the time. He's a solid enough goalkeeper. One former Shrewsbury player we won't be seeing is Ben Smith. He's out on loan at Kettering, so he won't be available for Saturday. Always a good player, I felt. But obviously there's one former Telford player there as well in Tyrone Barney, who moved to Crawley in the summer.
Yeah, I remember at Telford some of the fans thought he was like Bambi on ice. It just didn't work for him. He was a big, tall, gangly fella, but he was released, and look at him 3 or 4 years later. He's done really well there.
Absolutely. He's not done too badly for Crawley, has he? And let's hope he plays like Bambi on ice on Saturday for Shrewsbury today. Moving on to Telford, they've obviously got a big weekend as well.
Yeah, well, Telford this weekend, they're coming into the back on the back of a decent result at Kidderminster on Saturday, or a result at least that looks decent on paper. A 2-2 draw there is a reasonable return against one of the strong sides in the division. Must be remembered, though, Telford were playing against 10 men for 86 minutes, and that came when Lee Vaughan was sent off after what must be the most incredible 4 minutes I've ever seen from any player. Misses a penalty on 2 minutes, and then practically decapitated Courtney Pitt to get himself sent off 2 minutes later.
That was almost a racing certainty, wasn't it, that Lee Vaughan was going to get sent off on Tuesday night?
Well, he had that reputation for being a hothead at Telford. He certainly got red cards in important games. None more so, I remember, than in the playoff final back in 2009 when he got his marching orders late on and Telford lost that game. Everything we'd heard said he's cooled down at Kidderminster. Only two bookings this season going into the game on Tuesday, but I think the occasion got the better of him. He really wanted to shine against Telford and it didn't happen for him.
Is he Kidderminster's regular penalty taker, by the way, or did he just grab the ball on that night because he fancied scoring against his old club?
No, he never took him for Telford, but at Kidderminster he's their man and he's got two goals this season, and everything we've heard is that week after week he's been getting Man of the Match awards, but didn't do it on Tuesday, and probably thankfully for Telford, because frankly they could have been 4 or 5 down at half time. They were dreadful in the first half despite playing 10 men, and I think I dread to think what might have happened if it had been an 11 man Kidderminster side, but Telford got better and they got their point.
Is it so far so good for Telford?
Yeah, they can be pretty satisfied. It's a big step up from the Blue Square North. I mean, in that league they were very much the big guns, and now they're a small fish in a very big pond. You've got your Luton Towns and Stockport Counties and Wrexham, clubs like that, and Telford are a long way off the field from competing with those sides, so they're doing very well on the field to be holding their own, and they're 15th at the minute. I think they're pretty satisfied.
And obviously Ebbsfleet at home, I suppose on paper it's a game that Telford would be looking to win if they're going to cement their place in mid-table.
Well, yeah, Ebbsfleet came up through the Blue Square South playoffs last season, so they've come up by the same route as Telford. They haven't settled in quite as well. They're in the bottom four at the minute, but they did come from 2-0 down on Tuesday to hold Luton to a 2-2 draw, so that result's raised a few eyebrows, and I think that's just a little warning to Telford that they really can't take anybody in this division too lightly.
And any idea which way Andy Stinson will go team-wise? He's tinkering a little bit, isn't he? He's like the Claudio Ranieri of the Blue Square Premier at the moment.
You can never guess. There's changes left, right and centre with Andy Stinson. Three again on Tuesday night, and Courtney Pitt was a real shock. He's not even been on the bench this season. He came from nowhere. Nobody expected him to be involved. I gave him man of the match. He did really well for a guy who hasn't played any football since pre-season. You couldn't tell, and it was a good performance, but who knows what will happen this weekend. Andy Stinson always seems to have a surprise or two in his sleeve.
Prediction for the weekend then?
I think Telford would be pretty satisfied to come out of it with a narrow win. I think they've got to be looking for the 3 points because it is the kind of game at home that they need to win. So I'll go 2-1 Telford, and I think they'd be pretty happy with that. Well, you put my neck on the line there and ask me to make a prediction. What about a prediction for Shrewsbury as well at Crawley?
Crawley have won 4 on the trot. Never an easy place to go, but Shrewsbury are in good form. If they play like they did against Port Vale and Gillingham on the road, I think they can get a result down there. I'll go 1-1, sit on the fence.
Safe option. Fair enough. I think I'll go be more confident. Shrewsbury will go there and win.